Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Tan Line Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. We've got a TikTok page too, Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. Bunch of little short cartoons from our buddy LD, our web guy, and they're pretty cool. So follow us on TikTok if you're into that.
They're short too.
Yeah.
If you have a small attention span.
Right.
Perfect.
Yeah, they are real short. And Nick's here. Nick's got a live show in our T95 listening area on Friday.
Yes, I'll be at the Red Shed.
Oh. Hang on, let me tell you. Okay, remember this. Okay, here it is.
Out of Hutchinson, Kansas, the
Red Shed music venue, Friday night. There'll be Ropers in David City, Nebraska on Saturday night.
Ropers, as in goat?
Yeah, sure, puss.
Goat Ropers.
Whatever you want to rope.
Yeah. Here's a goat roper from way back. It's called Ropers?
Yes. Yeah, Ropers Bar and Grill.
David City. Now, I should know that since I've been living here for a long time. Where is that? West of here?
It's west.
Yeah. Yep. That's pretty easy guess.
Yep. 1 hour west of here. Yep.
You can go north of here.
99.5% of the state is west of here.
I know south of here. I drive south a lot.
Yeah, it looks like it's like straight west.
Okay, straight west.
Get on the 22.
Yep. Head to Allentown.
Straight west.
Right past Allentown?
Right.
Got it. Confused everybody right there.
Are you telling me you don't know where every tiny little town is in the state you live in?
I do in Pennsylvania, where I grew up. You don't know. You know nothing about Iowa. That's why I always give you crap about.
You've lived here almost as long as you lived there.
That's unfortunately true.
That's different.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
This was focused more on goats than
that. And you were driving all the years that you were living here and not all the ones you were in Pennsylvania.
Problem. I remember in elementary school being taught about towns all over your state. We were just taught. We studied a lot of state history as a kid. I remember that. I thought that's how most.
A lot of towns just don't matter.
No, you're right.
Yeah, a lot of them are extremely insignificant.
I don't know all of them.
I think
I'm pretty
Iowa,
good though. When Craig mentions them, though,
that was the curriculum. I think they went. You don't need to know about these towns. Move on.
I think I know more towns in this state than I do in my home state of North Dakota.
Right.
For one reason, I wasn't driving.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and you've lived here longer than you lived in North Dakota.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
And I really didn't get into the Atlas thing till I was maybe a teenager.
That's when the chicks came coming
yep.
right there.
Kept that in your briefcase.
Boogie's got an Atlas hanging out of the
back.
Boogie's got a map. I'm all over that.
It was about the time.
Maps
coincidence?
The chicks start hanging out.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Maps in a briefcase in one hand and a saxophone in the other.
Panty melter right there, man.
Right. They're just dropping.
I said melting. I guess you don't. If panties are melting, you should stay away from that, right?
Yeah, that's like radioactive.
What's that seeping? I don't know, but the panties are melting.
What's barriers up, are gone.
Yeah.
Dick Vitale.
How's Dick doing?
Not good.
Not
well.
Is this a Deadpool alert?
Yeah.
And the New People magazine, by the way, there's a little quick article on Shannon Daugherty. I don't think the turd's going to get 10 hits.
Good.
It's a New People magazine. I don't think the turd's got it in them.
Cancer might have a different idea.
Is it just her talking?
It's an article. Yeah, it's an article.
Others
it's
around
an,
her.
No, it's an article. Just a real quick
little
piece.
Of course you're going to be upbeat.
Yeah.
Do they quote her oncologist? See, that's where you need.
Nobody brought up the word death pool in the article. That's why.
Are you concerned about the players?
Yeah, they're going to call her personal doctor. Is she dying? I think she's lying to us.
Are you aware there's someone out there called Tyler's Tupperware Turd? And he'll go 10 for 10.
I don't think the turd's going to hit it, man.
If you don't make it to the end of the year.
I don't know. We got a lot of time yet, but the articles keep coming. She's done some acting.
I like the drama building with the other two getting to 8.
I do, too.
And having, you know.
And they don't have Shannon Daugherty.
And having a terminal brain cancer guy on their list. Yeah. So this could get interesting.
Oh, it's a good game this year.
I didn't think that was going to happen. It seemed like a done deal.
Done deal in May.
Yeah.
In May it was
early.
A done deal. The 10 wasn't a done deal, but the winner, him winning, was a done deal for sure.
Well, this makes it fun. And we all know if the death pool stops being fun, Craig's out of here.
Yeah, it's done.
That's it.
If it's not fun, it's done.
And the
is that the slogan now?
Yeah.
Take the website
like
down.
Yeah. We might be tweaking that to get it just right, but that's damn close.
That's the basis of it.
Right.
I just think the Deadpool names alone will keep it fun.
And this is
that's
like
the only reason we do it.
This is a classic tortoise in the hare.
Yep.
I mean, he got out to a long lead, but come on, man. We got two of them chasing him down.
No, it's a long season.
It is.
It lasts all year.
It does.
It couldn't be any longer.
You haven't played it.
Really couldn't.
It never stops.
Unless
just
we
resets.
Did it over like 2 years, but that'd be stupid.
If you want to play for next year, start getting your list together. You'll start that probably in December. LD puts up a...
Yeah, usually 1st of December we open up the next year's game.
And Dick Vitale is in bad shape. I love Dick Vitale. What's wrong with him, man?
He's announcing yet another cancer diagnosis. He penned an essay where he said he has lymphoma. He said his diagnosis came after he had symptoms and went to get tested. This is his second bout with cancer, as he recently had multiple surgeries to get rid of melanoma. He says this new battle with lymphoma will be tougher. He shares his treatment plan and says that it'll be tougher, but this has a 90% cure rate.
Good.
He said he expects to continue working through chemotherapy.
I was gonna say, he's still calling games this year?
And he says he expects to continue working.
College basketball starts real soon, right?
Under through chemotherapy. He's 82, says he considers himself lucky thanks to early detection.
Yep.
Did you do any chemo, Craig?
No, only radiation.
It was radiation only, right?
That's correct. You know,
the friends I've had who've done the chemo. The chemo just knocks the crap out of
I didn't have to deal with the chemo, and I'm very grateful for that. You know, I don't want to make it seem like the radiation is a walk in the park.
No, it wasn't, obviously.
But the chemo is worse, from what I understand.
All the hair on your balls would have been gone.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, saves the maintainer.
Yeah. You kept asking about the smoothie, and I'm like, look, it's not like that.
I'm not
it's
denying
it. It's not chemo, Tyler.
I'm not you denying that.
Every day.
I'm not flipping you off. I don't protest too much. I said, yeah, you're right, I did.
Can you isolate the chemo so it's just to the pubes?
That's something.
And then it falls off, and you don't have to maintain it?
Right.
I don't know.
Probably not.
Probably not.
I'm guessing not either. It probably goes elsewhere in your body, and they can't keep it to specific area.
It's brutal. I've seen it on people. It's brutal.
Yeah, I don't think if you're going through chemo, I don't think pube maintenance is their main concern.
Probably not.
It is fair. Yeah.
Yet we know that they will come around and offer the Merkins.
They do offer the Merkins.
Right. So back
in the day when people wanted hair on their pubes.
It's some sort of priority.
Right. Now, in extreme cases, will they do both, the chemo and the radiation?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what prompts to have both, but you hear that together a lot.
Yeah. Wish Dick Vitale... When's college basketball start? The AP poll just came out yesterday.
I never have any idea.
Call me in March.
Yeah. Well, he's like the face of that sport.
Yeah, he is. Rock Chalk, preseason number 3.
Yeah, he says early detection played an important role in helping to manage the cancer.
I just looked at the paper this morning and I saw the AP poll was out for college, so I didn't like I'm keeping up on that.
I haven't heard you talk about their football team very much.
No, they blow. They're going to get that turned around, though.
They had some cool looking uniforms.
I bet they're close.
They got great looking uniforms.
Yeah, they had it was like Charger uniforms.
By the way, you know, you also had cool helmets. I know you're going to hate this, but the one side of the Minnesota helmet with that big gopher with the teeth, that was cool looking. Sorry, Nick.
It would have been cool.
For some reason, I like any of the teams that go with the matte finish on the helmet.
I like that too,
I like
There's
that
some really
look.
Cool uniforms out there now.
I like the Washington ones from this weekend. Just the plain.
Oh, is it
completely plain?
The football team?
Yeah.
Okay. They need a name.
Oh,
they
do.
Their whole identity just blows right now. They suck, and they got no name.
They got one next year.
Yeah, they do have one next year.
Next year, they're going to have a name.
Originally, I thought stick with the old woman. No, they need a name.
Yeah. They'll be the Gophers.
Yeah. The Washington Gophers.
Hey, college.
Yeah, those helmets at first, you're like, oh, those are kind of cool. But when they're like, you know, running for a 56-yard touchdown to take away. Yeah, it's just a dumb-looking gopher on this site, and this everything sucks.
Well, because you're a Husker fan. I know what you mean, though. The cartoonish character looked kind of goofy, but it also looked really cool.
Yeah.
Now, once again, if I'm a Husker fan, I would hate that helmet because they beat your ass.
Yeah, it doesn't look very cool when he's, you know, your
running for a
quarterback
touchdown.
Runs back 11 yards and takes a safety.
And then you see a big gopher head. Don't pick on the kids. Pick on the coach.
Well, I was just saying that the helmet, I wasn't appreciating the helmet as he was being tackled in the end zone.
Does your heart break more for them or the Chiefs?
Chiefs, because the Chiefs are good.
No, I mean your whole life.
Oh,
it's about even now because
it kind of depends because I know, like, you can, I kind of like,
it depends on the always, Saturday or Sunday,
well,
right?
Well, yeah, that. And you kind of know going into the season if it's worth like putting your whole, I always want him to win, but I'm not going to like be emotionally invested in a crappy team. I'm not going to like get my hopes up. Like,
but there are people that do that.
Right, yeah, so you base it on your expectations. And you didn't expect much out of your college team this year.
No,
yeah, but people did.
Out of the Chiefs.
People did.
You expected 9 more Super Bowls out of the Chiefs.
Yeah, it seems like there's something
Todd,
at stake for the Chiefs.
A lot of Husker fans expect a lot every year. They expect 12-0 every year.
Yeah, but he's realistic.
I know.
And I think it kind of like ebbs and flows with the, you know, what's on the line.
Right.
For the Huskers, there's a job's on the line, basically. So, you know, it'll be 4 losing seasons in a row.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm not going to get all pissed off that it's another one.
Right.
But it sucks, and I hate it,
and I'm
but
guessing,
I'm not going to like, it's not ruining my day anymore.
I'm guessing over the course of your life, though,
making
Nick,
our
that's
day,
kinda,
by the way.
That's kind of flip-flopped. You used to expect more of Nebraska and not much of the Chiefs, and now it's swung the other way.
Yeah, totally.
Have difficulty comprehending why somebody just can't look at their team and say, we suck. And you don't need to go any further than that.
No.
You don't need to break it down.
It can be anybody
your
in the
team
country.
Sucks, and you have no control over it. You can choose to be a fan or stop being a fan, but just admit when your team sucks.
They won't admit that. Nobody does that for their team. Well, I do it.
I do.
I do it all the time.
I do it all the time.
We're different. We're always, my team's going to lose and blah, blah, blah.
Now, this ain't exactly a bucket of sunshine here, no matter what the topic is.
Yeah, but Todd's right about actually just sucking, though. If you know you're not good, you can admit that.
Just say it.
Right.
Just say it.
That's all.
Yeah. And
that's
if you know they're not good, why get all pissed when they're losing? Because you knew they were going to lose.
I'm just saying that gopher thing smile. It was kind of cute. I like that.
It was adorable.
I should buy you a mini Minnesota helmet with that gopher thing on there for Christmas.
Arizona State didn't wear their cool Mayan helmets. They were away. They were in Utah.
Okay.
So the next home game they might, because it's still Hispanic Heritage Month.
Yeah.
Their next game is Washington State, too, without a coach.
That's right. Washington State coach and 4 assistants decided to get fired instead of getting the vaccination. $3.1 million paycheck. Well, a year that guy was making, the head coach.
He was making $3 million a year?
3.2, actually.
Highest paid employee in the state of Washington.
And his 4 assistants, if they're the offensive coordinators, D coordinators?
Cause that's hear
that's
who
probably
exactly
in the $400,000 range.
Sure.
But if they're not D.C., they're $120,000, $130,000. And you're losing that paycheck, you're losing your livelihood, and your family's going, what are you doing, dude? Get the vaccine.
What are they proving?
Nothing. Because you know why? After today, nobody's going to care. We're going to not talk about them. And they have to go home without a paycheck.
Right.
Own the liberals.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
For only $3.2 million, you can own.
Put the shot in my forehead for $3.2
million.
I think I would get the vaccine every day if I was making $3
million. Every day, right.
Put it on my face for $3.2
million. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
What a dumbass.
Yeah, I don't get that.
No. Decides to just get fired instead.
And I'm sure that dude's had vaccines.
Of course he has. He looks like he's 40 years old.
He doesn't have polio.
Yeah. What else is new, Craig?
What a man standing up for his principles.
Yeah.
I saw that on the Arizona State football site.
For that guy's job?
Bunch of Ditkas checking in.
Yeah.
Good for him. Yeah, good for him because
I was going to say,
we play them next.
You guys could get out of your coach.
So I was just thinking.
See, Nebraska's not going to do that because Ricketts doesn't care about people. So he's not going to make a vaccine mandate.
Right, the state
mandate.
Would have to make it law.
Yeah.
That employees.
Has anybody asked Coach Scott Frost if he was vaccinated?
Not that I'm aware of.
I mean, he might be. I don't want to throw any. I don't know. Now, Todd's right. He's got an idea, but I don't know. So I want to be fair here. But
I can see him being like a reluctant.
Has any media member ever asked him?
No,
of course they won't. No,
we could.
He won't go on the phone with us anymore.
Yeah, well, sure. I guess we're kind of asking now.
Yeah.
Well, is that one of the provisions for being able to cover the team and him is to not ask about that?
I don't know either. I don't know. If you're not allowed to ask about his vaccination status, it wouldn't surprise me if that were a rule.
We could be right. We went and missed it. Maybe he is, but I haven't seen any story that he is vaccinated.
I don't know. I just think
it wasn't widely reported if that ever said.
No.
Well, we'll ask him on the next Scott Frost Coach's Show
segment.
His
parents, vaccinated. I mean, he's one of all these guys.
And, since there's been zero discussion in public,
yes,
that means there's been a lot of discussion in private.
To keep it quiet.
Yeah.
Yep.
I just think that Washington State gig, that's a perfect opening for Orgeron from LSU and all of his ladies.
Oh, I saw he's going to finish this year, though, they said, right?
Yeah.
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 Well, since our flagship station is the home of the Huskers, I demand an answer.
They are.
The crickets is what you'll actually get.
I was in the car Saturday morning, and the best dub is running from our show on Z92, our great radio station here in Omaha, our home affiliate for 28 years.
They cut it off?
Our home station. Then welcome to the Husker Network. And I started laughing. I forgot about that.
No, they never cut us off.
No.
Even on an early kickoff.
Just want to know.
Yeah, we're the curious sort. Yeah, yeah. Not going to do anything with that information. Just want to know.
I want to know officially though. I don't want to hear. I heard he is that kind of crap because I hate rumors about people like that. There was a rumor about him for a while there. We didn't broadcast that because who knows?
No, that's what the social media is for.
Exactly.
But would you send your kid? Are you more likely to send your kid to a school where the coach is vaccinated than not?
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, I bet there's some people that wouldn't be.
Oh yeah.
Because he's a sheep.
Don't want to play for the sheep,
right?
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
NBA kicking off their 75th season tonight. Three NBA franchises now reportedly worth more than $5 billion each for the first time ever.
Lakers,
Knicks,
Celtics, and Knicks. Now, Knicks.
Warriors.
Oh, that's right. They're in Silicon Valley.
Well, yeah, and they just
built the arena.
That was all privately funded.
I forgot about that. Warriors,
right,
Lakers, and Knicks. Warriors, Lakers, and Knicks.
Number one is the Knicks.
All right.
Number two, Golden State.
Okay.
Number three, the Lakers.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then it goes Chicago, Boston's at five, the Clippers at six, Brooklyn at seven, and then Houston and Dallas at eight, nine, ten is Toronto.
All right.
That's Canadian dollars. That's inflated.
Call me in end of June when the NBA finals.
Yeah,
they play such a long season.
For NBA, it's the end of June until they get to the finals.
They could easily. I mean, that one year when it was locked out and they didn't start till Christmas just seemed perfect.
Right.
I mean, just started at Christmas and then go.
Yeah. And a lot of money on the table. They'll never do
I
that.
I know.
Yeah. Hockey goes till about June, too.
Yeah. It's about the same
Both
length.
Of them have yeah. eight-month seasons.
Yeah. Go Kraken.
The least valuable NBA franchise.
Memphis.
Yes.
I didn't see that list. I just know a lot of stupid stuff. Right.
I was going to say that or Utah.
Seem like you
I'd have guessed
hate
New Orleans.
The Grizzlies.
No, I don't hate the Grizzlies at all. But it's Memphis.
It is. Yeah. I think Memphis has sucked at every professional thing they've tried.
It's also not the biggest media market either.
No, it's not.
That makes it pretty low.
That's
why Jacksonville is the smallest media market in the NFL.
If Memphis is not the smallest media market, then New Orleans has to be.
New Orleans is at 29 on this list of 30 of most valuable NBA franchises.
Although Sacramento isn't a huge town,
I should break in Peter here, but I still, but I kind of like the conversation. But
Sacramento,
I should do this to myself once in a while. I got to stop this. No. Hang on.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
In all fairness, if I'm into it, I got to play that once in a while too. And right there, when Todd asked about Sacramento,
number 14.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
I'm not blaming Todd because I kept the conversation going too.
And then there was another one that you had said that they're certainly at the bottom, and they weren't. Utah, maybe.
Right. Yeah, Todd said that.
And I
oh, my God, who the hell cares?
That Peter Griffin could jump in here every 30 seconds or so, because out there, there's somebody not caring.
True.
Yeah.
But this one's really big right now.
I figured out a long time ago, you can't be interesting all the time, so I'm not.
Yeah, we figured that a long time ago, too.
So it's the next Warriors and Lakers that are over worth over five mil.
Yeah, Lakers.
Bill.
Bill.
Billion.
And
NBA coach should be vaccinated, right? I think they do.
Yeah.
Because they're traveling everywhere. Right.
Right. That's probably a league mandate.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So there's a gig out there's a opening at Washington State for coaches.
But you got to get a vaccine.
Get your resume out there.
There's a giant drawback.
Right.
You got to be a sheep.
$3.1 million and a vaccine that could save your life.
I quit.
People are dumb. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.